Your smile on my mind. I wake up every day with your smile on my mind. It's a beautiful sight to behold, so soft and so kind. My dreams are filled with the thought of me and you. I wake and smile, for my dreams have come true. I have you to guide me through my troubles and fears. I'll always be here for you through your struggles and tears. I love you more than my words could ever show. You mean everything to me. I just want you to know. I'll be here for you no matter the dilemma. You will always be first on my agenda. By Luke O. Myers.
La pasión, lestar, no va a matarnos. No puedo confiar, ya ves, nos encontramos. Tú y yo, los dos, tocando el cielo. El amor, sin control, está perfecto.
For those of you that don't speak Spanish or, you know, didn't know what that said, I'm going to translate it to English for you. There's a war on love. Just look around you. Oh, it's hard to know who to trust. I'm glad I found you. You and me, we climb higher. Baby crescendo, yeah, gotta love. It won't stop. It's that extendo. M16 on my lap. We hear missiles in the sky. No matter where I go on the map, you got my protection. Banana clip on my love for you. Let it ring like gra. Yeah, I let it ring like gra. It's like I'm trigger happy. Banana clip on my love for you. Let it ring like gra. Yeah, I like it ring like gla. I guess I'm trigger happy. And that's by Miguel, Banana Clip. Peace and blessing, beautiful souls listening today. We're sending love and light to all. I'm QT, and here with me is Miss Renee.
Hello, beautiful people. And Quincy, when you was translating that, I wouldn't even have did that last part. So I applaud
I know, right?
you for that translation. Thank you so much for that. But peace and blessings to all beautiful people. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher, and I'm just excited to be here today.
Thank you. Also, thank you guys for coming out and listening. I just wanted to break down the meaning of that poem I read. Before. So my co-host, she gave me an agenda, you know, to go find me a poem to post on here to read to you guys. And I honestly just Googled positive love poems by Black artists. And I came across that. And what caught my eye was the title of it, Your Smile on My Mind. Currently, I'm in a relationship, been in a relationship for almost 4 years now. And just everything about the poem, it just reminded me of my significant other. That's really just how I feel about it. And
I'm glad you said that. I'm sitting over here tripping on these shrooms, so I forgot to ask because I did want to know for self, you know, why did you choose that? And because I know it resonated with me, and for me, it was more on just reminding myself to love myself because, you know, I'm not currently with anyone, but it was just that, you know, that poem, it resonated with me. So I thank you for filling them in because I totally forgot to ask, but it was deep. I liked it for, you know, for self, but then, you know, when it meant something for you, it meant something much more. So I did want to ask, you know, why did you pick that and why that poem? But like you said, it reminds you of your other, and, you know, that's always a blessing. I didn't know y'all were together that long. That's a blessing as well. Almost 4 years. It's good.
Ma'am, I tell you, I ain't never been in a relationship this long. Like, it's like nobody's been able to, you know, I guess, deal with me that long. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate my significance. Okay, we're going to jump right into the subject. Today our subject is love. everybody has their own definition. I'm going to go ahead and break down mine. Love to me is simply being free, you know, free to be you, free to have your own opinion, free to have your own characteristics, your own thoughts, your own beliefs, and still be accepted by someone else. It's not being controlled. It's not being taken advantage of. It's not any form of abuse. It's beautiful. In love and in loving somebody, I feel are two different things. Because I can be in love with you and still not want to you know, be connected to you. I can love you from a distance,
exactly.
Basically. Everybody has their own definitions and forms. And mine is just simple as freedom, you know. I don't need to feel like I have to change my boundaries or, you know what I mean,
right.
Or change my interests, you know, to reciprocate my other, just because we are our own self personally. I don't believe in I believe in the one, but to an extent, okay? When we're down, you feel it, you're connected. But at the same time, that's on you and yourself to correct it within. It's nobody else's responsibility to inflict anything on you to make you happy. You should already be happy with yourself. And my love is just self-love is my love language. I'm a servant of love. When I say that, everything I do, when I'm in a relationship, everything I do is out of love for you. I'm not here to hurt. I'm not here. I've had some selfish, you know, situations on my own behalf, but I didn't put that on my partner to, you know, to deal with for them. I always knew, I always take accountability for me, and I don't feel that when you love somebody that you should take from yourself as far as those interests and those characteristics or your beliefs or whatever. Like, I don't think you should take that away from yourself. I think that you should choose your partner wisely, you know what I'm saying, to where that y'all have some connections on these things and y'all are able to agree and disagree. I used to think that different things meant that different actions and stuff as far as like sex or, you know, conversation, you know, stuff like that. I used to look at that as something to use against my other half instead of, you know, us coming together on these things. Love is without judgment. It's being there for somebody, having these feelings and emotions without judgment. I don't care what your past is. I don't care what you used to do. If you are on a level of, I feel that I can love you, none of that stuff matters to me. And a lot of people let, you know, other people get in their ears about their significant other and try to, you know, misconstrue things to make you feel like you don't love them because of actions and stuff like that. But if you really and truly love somebody, none of that stuff matters. You're going to love that person for them. And you want the same thing for yourself. And however you love yourself, I think that inflicts on how you love your significant other. You beat yourself up a lot in your head and you tear yourself down. I feel like that comes out in reflection onto that other person, and it's not fair. A lot of people get that stuff misconstrued as less. That's not love to me.
All right.
Lisa, you want to dig in and tell us what the meaning of love is to you?
Well, for me, love, you know, sometimes I laugh, I cry, I smile, or I'm either, you know, fueled with fire every time I think of love, because for me, love is not, I can't sum it up in a form of a word, because it's more of a verb for me, and it's something that you do. And
right.
I sometimes hate that about self, because, you know, and I say that because I love everything and everyone beyond my limits once, you know, they show love, and once that love is exchanged, and I'm not talking about in a form of loving a mate or, you know, someone like that, I'm seeing love as in the same way the Creator loved his lost sheep. Like, it took me years to get to where I am now, to where I'm able to just express that shit and really mean it. So for me,
yeah.
You know, back then I would love a motherfucker and expect them to know just because I could pick up on, you know, the feelings or the emotions or,
right.
you know, I don't know. I just, the shit that I was thinking was love, it was so not. And so, like, now I feel like I'm not waiting until the motherfucker is in a stage of passing over to say, I love you. Like, if I love you, I'm going to tell you. And
right.
not only that, like, I don't care how it makes a person feel, because, you know, sometimes when you're in the spirit, it'll have you out here expressing your shit that a normal man can't understand. And when I say man, I mean being.
Yeah.
So I reach out to people and I just, you know, I express myself to them and I share love, and it's kind of like, you trying to talk to me? Like, it doesn't matter. And I said, and that's why I said that, because it doesn't matter how you take it. I know it's authentic. And then for me, even, you know, with you saying, you know, love is not judgmental, it, I feel that same way, but it's just something that you do. And there are just random little acts of kindness that you can show throughout the day, or, you know, it doesn't even take much. And so sometimes I feel like a lot of people, they tie materialism in with love.
Yes.
And so I think it's easy to get it confused if that's what you're going for. But
yeah.
For me, love is just something that you do. And, I mean, it's either there or it's not, and you can't fake it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's another thing. With finding the right person to love. I mean, you can love, it's different types of love, but on an intimate level and a partnership level, you need to find somebody that's at least, you know, halfway, you know, there with you. Some people use manipulation as love, and that's definitely not the case. If you have to manipulate me into loving you, then what's the real feeling, you know? What's the motive? You know, why do you feel like I need to love you?
So you bitches that do love sales? let that shit be.
Yeah. Apprehension on love. You guys, you speak, everybody has a different love language. If you're with somebody that doesn't comprehend that love, that shit that you're showing, like, okay, I'm gonna say it like this, marriage. Everybody don't have the same the same thoughts on marriage. I can be with somebody 10 years, you know what I'm saying, showing mad love, all the love I have for them, you know what I'm saying. But mm-hmm. since society tells us, you know, don't let nobody string you along for 10 years and you ain't got a ring and all of that. That's not. What if I don't want to be married?
Hey. I don't know. And I feel you on that, because everybody's perspective is different. We all look at things differently. But
right.
if I'm with you, and like you said, you showing that man love, ain't no way in hell we together 10 years and we ain't got no, we not a union. Now, I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, go buy me the biggest ring. That's not a marriage to me. Like, the piece of paper,
exactly.
that don't mean shit, honestly. It does not mean nothing to me as a piece of paper. But if we don't have that union established between one another, we're not letting this go on another 10 years without this establishment. Like, hell no. I'm not rocking with you until we 40 and then we trying to become something. If I know that, you know, it's you and I and, you know, ain't no outsides, you know what I'm saying, then
yeah.
I don't mind, you know what I'm saying. But when it comes to the piece of paper form, no, that's not what I mean by
right.
that. So, yeah,
exactly.
But if that's what you're waiting on, those 10 years, then, baby, you wait. But if
right.
we have that union established between us, and it's not going to take you 10 years to, you know, establish that. So I get what you're saying. I really do. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, because I want that feedback. I feel on marriage, people have, like, society has taken it to another level. Mentally, I feel like I'm married already to my lady. Just mm-hmm. simple as that. Because I don't feel like I need to go to in front of a judge or have a piece of paper for me to express to you that I love you. Thanks. That don't flow with me. I don't want to be in a courthouse or nothing like that. I don't want to have to do all of that, jump through all these loops, just so you'll know for your validation that I love you. What is that about? It's society. You know what I'm saying? And you cannot let society mm-hmm. play into your mind on what love is and who you love and who is lovable. You never know who you might meet. You might meet the total opposite of what you're attracted to, and
man,
deeply inside, you'll know. You can just know and connect with them and know that that's the type of connection y'all got. But because they don't have this or that, or they're not this or that, and yeah, some people do miss out. But
and that's fucked up, because that is so true what you said, because why are we, and I'm not speaking me, I'm just saying we as a people look into the
right,
into society for validation when you know
right,
that shit is real when you feel it. Who gives a fuck what
right,
society thinks? Yeah, y'all think y'all gotta
right,
be like Kim Kardashian in the next big booty hoe in Britain, really? Nobody give a fuck about all that shit. Them fake ass eyelashes, all that shit. Nobody care about that shit.
It's the mind.
But it's what society, yeah, it has made you to believe that this is what you want and this is what this is, and it's really not. Because everything everything you know is felt. You cannot fake
right,
love. So don't let society make you feel like you got to search, you know, into society for validation. You only need validation from self. That's the only thing that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, if you feel like you love somebody, shit, love them and let that shit flow. Like, there's no point in, you know, fighting and arguing about what it is and what it ain't. You gonna feel it. Like, it's really unexplainable. We're trying to put the words together for y'all to get some type of understanding of, you know, what true love might be for you and what it might not be for you. What you like, I might not like, and if we can agree on that and still love, you know, outside of that, then, you know, what's the fight about?
And if you've never heard the terms, if you like it, I love it, you hear it here now, because as long as you like
yeah,
it, I love it, and I'm not here to judge you, and hell, I'm here to spread that love.
Exactly.
For you, so.
Exactly.
That's that on
it's a compromise, you know, and you'll be still more comfortable, you know, compromising things as such as, I don't want to do this way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, you don't want to do it this way. What way should you? You know, communication is key when you love somebody, because I don't think you can love somebody without being able to communicate with them. If there's no understanding or anything on, you know, agreement on, you know, your mishaps and things like that, does that mean you don't love them anymore? No. Situation. Love is a feeling. Like, that feeling is going to stay. I mean, I don't know anybody that I don't have love for that I dealt with in the past. It's a far distant love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nothing bad to happen to that person because we fell out or anything like that, but like, you know, I just feel like the energy is forever, and you can hate people, you can, but at the same time, I feel like if you want to love somebody, then a piece of that love is going to remain.
Oh, no, I love my baby daddy. I can't say that. I don't know. I love a lot of people, but I don't want no harm or nothing like that, because, you know, that's a
yeah,
bad situation, because We forever cool, but then you turn around and marry my brother, baby mama, so now we got these kids that's siblings that was cousins, and it's just a lot of nasty ass
shit.
So I can't deal with no shit like that. But other than that, they like you said, they were always. Yes, you didn't know that?
Hell no.
Yes. Hell yeah, I thought I told you. Yeah, so
no.
I don't love like that. So I
but
gotta keep
of,
my distance.
You got kids with them.
I got, and I got one, and it's sick. But I love her, because I've been knowing you for years. I've been loving you all this time. You was my brother before you was with him, so I've been knowing you however old my oldest kid is. So, like, your daughter, my niece just turned 16, so it's like, I mean, this woman, you know what I'm saying? I call her sister. I call her kids, nieces. So that was just like a shocker. I'm not mad. I still talk to them, but.
I feel you.
I do. And I love them. I do. But all that, yeah, it's a distance love. For him, I can't really say. It's a like. I don't dislike him, but it ain't a love.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I definitely
love. But you were touching on some of the love languages because you were tapping on communication and things like that. And I wanted to say, before we move off that, I know you said communication is key, but for me, I really feel like it's comprehension because you can talk to somebody all day, but if they're not understanding what you're saying, there's really no point in talking. And sometimes people, they don't know the proper way to communicate. So, yeah, we can say communication is key, but let's call comprehension the house because you got to have some type of foundation of understanding. And I wanted to touch on my love language. I know you speak on one of yours, but before I go into, you know, the current love situation, and I wanted you to touch a little bit deeper on yours because for 4 years, that was a shock for me. So I want to know a little bit more about that. But, again, I did want to go into the seven love languages. And give a little definition of couples that are in love. You know, they left in this article that I was reading. And so for the first one, it was gifts. And I might butcher some of these people's names, but y'all don't hold it against me. And so the first one is gifts. And, you know, some gifts are big, others are small, but the ones that come from the heart are the biggest gifts of all. And Tinku Razoria, she wrote that. And for me, when I read that, it was more of a message to let all of those know, you know, that are listening, that don't mistake, you know, gifts with being materialism or financial all the time, because that's not really a gift. I mean, it can be, but let's be honest. Like they said, you know, the gifts that matter the most, they come from the heart. And so, right. Two, the acts of service. And so the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And Mahatma Gandhi, she wrote that. And for me, you know, the love language, acts of service, is one of the best presents as doing something for someone, you know that they will like. And it's as simple as doing the laundry, taking a load off, you know, your mate, and your actions are saying, hey, baby, let me do this for you. I mean, the shit is that easy. And so for quality time, that's the third one. Spend time with those you love. One of those days you would either say, I wish I had, or I'm glad I did. And Zig Ziglar wrote that. And for me, it was one of those things that was just saying, you know, and with quality time, you know, as we all know, we make time for things and those that, you know, we want. And if we're giving someone our time, that shows an expression of importance because we know we can't get those moments back. Even though, you know, we know time doesn't exist, if I did want to go back in time and get that time back, I could not. And so the fourth one, it's a really big one, I feel, words of affirmation, because words are singular, the most powerful force available to humanity. And so words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. The words we choose and how we use them can build others up or tear them down. And Uta Berg had wrote that in the article. And so, you know, for some, you know, we got to know that actions speak louder than words, but those same words speak a little bit louder, and it allows you to put those actions to those words. And so that's just what I took from that. And so with the fifth one, physical touch, Maya Robert, she wrote this. She said, the human touch is that little snippet of physical affection that brings a little bit of comfort, support, and kindness. It doesn't take much from one who gives it, but it can make a huge difference in the one who receives it. And so I feel like, you know, if your partner is dominant in the love language of physical touch, the physical presence and accessibility, you know, those are important. But I feel like the physical touch for me, I don't, and it may sound weird, but I feel like I've never needed hands to feel someone. And so, but I also still feel like it's a very important love language. You should never deny your partner that skin-to-skin contact. And it's as simple as going to bed, you know, it's saying I'm not going to bed until your leg is on top of mine. It's something simple like that. And so the sixth one, communication. And Torkos, I probably butchered their name for real. Monique, they wrote this. They said, don't assume your partner knows about everything you expect in a relationship. Let them know. A relationship should be based on communication, not assumptions. And I totally agree with that. And I feel like this one is a big one because everyone is not big on talking due to the fact that they may feel like, you know, they won't be heard, or when they are heard, they're afraid that their words are being twisted. So for me, I love to talk, but, you know, to my partner, because I feel like if it's what I'm feeling, you should be able to change that. And if you're not able to change it, you should at least get me to that point to see of how I'm not seeing it, so I can accept all the facts without emotions. And so moving into the last one, the seventh one, expression of affection and love. And we can only learn to love by loving. And Iris Murdoch wrote that. And with that being said, when you do something with sincere affection, you should always celebrate it. Everything born of the heart is blessed. So love is never lost. You know, it flows and it's softened and it purifies the heart. And, you know, just being deeply loved by someone gives you that strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. So with all of that being said, with those love languages being, you know, described by couples in love, I feel like all love languages are my language, because I don't talk, show, or feel one without the other. But for you, which one, your top three, Taurus, what are your top three love languages?
Girl, you really broke me down with that. Like, when you just broke that down, I felt it on my end. I felt, you made me feel how my partner might feel. But like I said before, the acts of love, taking the load off my partner is a big thing for me. That's how I should definitely show, because gifts, I don't even, girl, materialistic stuff, like, I don't even play like that. Like, so that's not one of them. You know what I'm saying? My gift to her is, you know, is you know, my ex and of love. Dishes, cooking, cleaning, whatever, shit. Massage, whatever, lotion in her dad, like, whatever, you know? Those acts, that's my number one. What did you say? Communication. I'm very verbal. Like, I don't mind talking, but we have to be able to talk in a manner that we can understand. I don't even know the
you can,
other
you
one.
Can stick with that. I just wanted to see if it would change. And so I'll say gifts for me, because I feel like the biggest gift a person can give me is knowledge. If you're not turning me on, if you're not sparking my intellect, like, we're not going to be compatible for one another. So the biggest gift you can give me is knowledge. It does not come in form of money, no shit, like, nothing like that. It is knowledge. And so acts of services, like you said, cooking and cleaning. I wish there was somebody in a relationship to say, hey, let me cook dinner tonight. Motherfucker get burned out on cooking all the time. I've never had anybody cook for me, not once. And when I did, he was old and he was annoying.
Look, not every night, but, you know, shit.
Well, I'm just saying, not once. I've never had it, not once. I'm saying I get burned out on cooking every night. Why not cook for me once? Like, you know what I'm saying? Take a load.
Right.
I've never had that. So that right there, I would be in heaven. I've never had it. And so when I did, it was a motherfucker feeding the whole neighborhood. It was, you know, it was like a barbecue, but nothing like that. So that don't count. And so quality time, I know for me, like, my time is precious, because I barely answer the goddamn phone. I don't care who it is. I don't be answering the phone. So if I do give you any of my time outside of my day, like, you have to know, like, you are important. And then words of affirmation, I feel like that means a lot, because, like they said, you have the ability to help heal, hurt, to harm, or, you know, humiliate or humble. Words mean a lot. And so for me, that means a lot, because there was a time where you would hurt me, and I didn't have to hurt you physically because I know and I knew that my words would, they would hurt you worse than me swinging a hammer at you or anything like that. And I know that for a fact, like, words matter. Then physical touch, you know, some people, they're touchy-feely and they just have to have you, you know, in their space. I really don't like people in my face all the time. But if I am with someone, I can't go to sleep unless, you know, we damn near laying on top of each other. And it doesn't have to be nothing sexual. It's just me feeling your body and just knowing that, just knowing that you're there. And then you did say communication was one for you. And then just the last one, expression of affection and love. And,
yeah,
you know,
that one.
That's as simple as that one. And I feel like that one is you because you do, you know, express your love for your mate. And, I mean, the way that you do express her, it means a lot because it's never anything that's fake, you know? And it's just like I always feel like it's that realness between one another. I know I don't know her well, but I know from you, I know anything that you're putting off is, it's coming from the heart. You know what I'm saying? It's not coming from a fucked up place, no matter us growing up as fucked up kids and having a fucked up childhood. Like, it doesn't come from that. And so I feel like you do express that well and you do communicate well despite, you know, all the odds. So that's one thing that I do, you know, I admire about you because not a lot of people can bounce back from a lot of shit that we've been through. And so for you to be able to express, you know, love like you do, and not just to her, just to everyone, because I see you on Facebook. I mean, we even tell one another that we love one another. And so it's like, once you feel that and you do love people, like, you let them know and you're not waiting,
like,
you know, to stay on their last list. Exactly. I mean, with this universe being so full of hate, it's not hard to love at this moment. If you ever felt there was a time that was hard to love, this is not the time. It should be easily spread it and evenly spread it out. And so, yeah, I just wanted to touch back on that one because I felt like you do, you know, express love. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to get into your current love life just a little bit. Like you said, this is, I mean, not that I'm saying this is the longest someone has dealt with you, but it was just different hearing that. That's a blessing. Not calling you crazy or nothing like that, but I know we can all be hard to deal with as human beings.
Yeah.
So that's just a blessing. Did you want to go a little deeper into your current love life?
Well, I mean, I really... It's not much to say. It's simple as I love her, like, and I definitely feel the love from her. This is a partnership. Anything that I have came up on, brought myself to, she's been here. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely, I don't think I would be in the place that I am now without her. This is my best friend. She knows everything about me. And I'm not going to talk no more about it because I'm going to get to crying.
Okay. Well, as far as y'all know, my current love life, there's not one at the moment. But as I was telling Queen T, recently I've been connected with a love from the past, and I know he's my twin flame, and honestly, I feel like that's why I've been running in the opposite direction. I wanted to give myself that time. And though we know time doesn't exist, I wanted to know why him instead of just letting it be. And now that I'm more open and, you know, to receiving, I'm just going to allow myself to watch it unfold while I have the patience that it will flow in whichever direction it's intended to. And so, you know, I do know that I'm not rushing this nor taking any shortcuts. And, you know, as they say, love is patient and love is kind. So not only will it be a surprise for you listeners on Vibrate Higher, but it will be a surprise for me as well. And I said all that because my twin flame, you know, as always, they're never new people. And, you know, he knows me from all angles. But we've had a time where we split, for the second time, and but we still fucked around. And so, like I stated on a previous episode, I ended up getting pregnant, and so I had to apologize to him for not only my child not being his, but for not letting him know that there was a possibility that, you know, he probably
right.
wasn't. And so, and just before it got to the Facebook bashing and shit, and it wasn't even me and him, it was me and a girl that he was dealing with. We ended up getting into it, and just a lot of shit that could have prevented all of this. So really, like, now in his mind, it could be a trick, and because, you know, honestly, he feel like he hurt me, kind of like somewhat other than what I deserved. But I had to
yeah.
let him know, like, the same hurt that he felt like he inflicted on me, I inflicted on him, whether he knew
right.
or not. And so I feel
yeah.
like I feel like that's what makes our bond what it is, because we take accountability for our actions, and we use that same accountability and truthfulness to move forward and regain that trust if we ever felt like it was broken. And
yeah.
not that I feel like it has. I mean, he still trusts me with personal shit, so it's not that. We might have to repair each other's heart, but it is, I mean, whichever direction it goes, either left or right, I mean, it's all love. Like, I mean, he still tells me he loves me. I would say it back. I mean, but it's not even like that. We've been together
yeah.
and then been apart and been together. So it's kind of like we have that family love now. So it's like, I don't even know, but it's not something that I'm just pressed about. Love is beautiful, and I'm just going to let it be what it is. So, yeah. And I don't want to talk too much on that because, again, like I said, it's not really much to say until it goes in another direction. But I did want to play this game. And Queen C, I just
okay.
want to make you aware that I did switch up those phones just a tad bit. But
you did what?
I can't play. I switched them up just a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
So just because I didn't want you to I didn't want you to hear them. And honestly, I switched them up just a little bit because as we talked, we picked up on a song, but then another song, all these other songs started playing. And so, yeah, I want to play this game, and I can't play, so I want to play this clip. And it's funny because when you're growing up, you have this image or whatever the fuck you want to call it of what you feel love could be for you. And I wasn't in love back then, and that's why, you know, at a later age in life, I got my heart broke, but at an early age,
yeah.
I wasn't interested in love. And so, let me pull this screen up. I want to play this song
yeah.
that kind of describes me and summed it up shit until, like, some years ago. And this same clip
okay.
is the reason that this show is rated R today.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to play this song, and after I play this song, I know you're probably going to laugh, but I want to hear your thoughts. Are you ready to hear this song?
Okay, yes.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet, and rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet, and rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet, and rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet, and run my tongue down your neck.
Girl, that song is so dirty, like. When that song came out, I think I was like in junior high. Like, no, I used to sing it, I ain't gonna lie. You know, Pretty Ricky was the shit back then. Pleasure was the shit, and Clive Allette, he was nasty. But, I mean, I really didn't listen like that. I listened to the songs they played on the radio, you know, with the radio and stuff like that. But wasn't nobody sucking on me, and I wasn't, you know, and all that, you know. So I know that wasn't love. That was sex. That was fucking. Period.
And see, that goes to show, like, that was really all I was interested in, like, especially, like, after experiencing it. It wasn't being in love anymore because I feel like it only took
right.
one time to get my heart broke. And after that, shit, that's really all I was interested in. And I would, whatever you felt you were going to do to me, I would do it to you before you would do it to me. It would save me the heartbreak and, you know, the extra thinking. And so I was sitting there thinking in there, and I was just like, I used to be a sick-ass person. And I you know, I thank the Creator every day for the growth, because I was just a wild person. But getting into the song that I wanted to play for you, again, getting into the game, I got 5 clips, and they're all around, like, 20 seconds each. And so once the clip stops, I want you to say the first thing that comes to mind. It can be a sentence, a word, a story. It really doesn't matter. But starting with this first clip, not only have we been triggered, but I feel like in this song, she let us know to acknowledge the bitter parts of us and to heal. And with that said, you would probably already know what it is, but I'm going to play it.
You motherfucking right, you motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I kinda let the time slide, yeah. Kinda let the time go by, kinda let the time heal all, kinda let the time kill all.
My current girlfriend put me onto that song, and I had to realize, you know, that her thing is music. You know, she expressed her, she don't like to talk, you know, she don't like, I'm trying to get her, you know, we've been working on communicating and stuff, but I have to realize, like, she was communicating with me through music a lot. And, you know, that's just that on that.
Okay. All right. And so in love, I feel like, well, we all know it can go either one way. And it's been both ways for me, but I want to get into one of the one ways out of two ways it can go.
Okay.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let
That sounds real beautiful. It was also exhausting. I feel like it took a lot for him, for her to let him love her. Why did it take so much?
Yeah, I would have gave up. It was kind of like some key pushing.
You feel me?
I agree on that. All right. I wasn't expecting that answer, but that was real if nothing else. And so with this one, I feel like it can also go this way as well.
I gave you right to die, and you gave me games. So, figure, I know I'm crying, cause you just won't change. So, figure, I gave it all, and you gave me shit. So,
Definitely an ex. Popped up. Very toxic relationship and draining. And I definitely felt just that small clip. I never heard that, so thank you for that. But I felt what she was saying. I've been there.
She definitely, Jesse, she definitely makes me pick up my guitar and try to play along with her. I don't even know. I was just sitting on the ground one day, doing some paperwork. I was actually doing some waist beads, and I just had the channel on YouTube, and I started with Mac Miller, Self Care, and she just popped up, and I had never heard it before until like 3 months ago, but that's kind of like my go-to song, because, boy, it's not, you know, you do all these things, and when it's done to you,
right.
It's kind of like, damn, and then, you know, it makes you want to do differently going into the next relationship, and it's like, you do this, and then you get shitted on, so it's just like, goddamn. So, yeah. But this one, I wanted to play this one because I feel like when love is beautiful and you're on cloud 69, love can sound most definitely like this.
Drifting on a memory. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Yeah. Loving you. Well, well.
that just put me on the cloud right there. Thank you because that just made today even better. That sounds like a high, don't it? Like, that's how I feel like love should make anybody feel, you know,
makes
one
get up there in two steps.
Yeah. You just really just.
And I want to play this. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, you just like really, that just brightened my day.
Well, I'm glad that music could do that. I wanted to play some Prince, but I didn't want to get too deep. But I feel like we've all been in a situation where love has drained us and left us singing this fucking tune right here.
Love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. Now that I want to leave, she's crying a heart to me. How could you let this be? I do need time to see.
That song gives me cheater vibes. Nah, that's just what I used to feel when that song would come on. Like, I just feel like, but I understand it now that, you know, I've gotten older and actually, you know, felt like that before. You know what I mean? Communication, simple, and comprehension.
Most definitely. And not only does that bring us to toxic love, but I did want to tap into that because that is kind of toxic. Like you said, it does give you those cheater vibes. And so for me, I really don't have much to say about toxic love. Only one person really comes to mind when I hear toxic love. I hear Chevy. And so I have to explain that story on a later day, but there's been times when I was, you know, on the receiving end, and there's been plenty of times when I was on, you know, the giving end of those toxic.
Right.
So, I don't know, hell, I feel like maybe I'm kind of like a drug, and I feel like in life, every pleasure that you'll taste, you know, it has its price. So that's what I have to say on toxic love. But what is toxic love for you?
Girl, jeopardizing yourself when it all boils down to it. really, like, ignoring everything that you feel inside and still continuing this experience that's really draining the fuck out of you. Like you said, I've been on the receiving, I've been on the giving end, and I've had some toxic behavior. You know, toxic behavior don't just go away, I don't think. You know, I feel like it might be characteristics that you don't realize that stems from somewhere within, you know, at that time. But, my first toxic relationship that really broke me down was it lasted like 2 years, girl, like 2 years, like, yeah, 2016, 2018, it was hell. And it took, I still to this day have not figured out why it took so much. God, I literally lost everything, myself. I lost one of my damn kids, lost time with both my kids, just everything, literally. And that's how it works. If your soul don't agree with another soul, the universe is going to put hurdles and everything. You're going to have to drop it, period, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to elevate. You're going to have to. But it was really too much. And I compromised everything about myself. I really lost myself, and I had to regroup and find myself again, you know what I mean, and become better than what I was allowing to be done to me and allowing myself to react to shit when I could have just simply left.
But, you know, sometimes in love, when you're in love, it's not so easy to leave. A lot of people say, well, just leave. It's not as easy as people say it. So I feel like sometimes you have to let those cycles play out. And with, toxicity like that, I hate it when it gets to the point to where it's kind of like it's you or me, because when you get to disrupting my peace and I lose sight of who I am as a being, like, we have an issue. And so we do need to separate ourselves, but why can't we stop this shit before it gets to this point? I don't feel like any of us has that answer, because it's one of those things that we, shit, it's the thrill of it. We just got to see what's going to happen next. Because sometimes I feel like in those situations, maybe you can repatch it.
Hell no.
What do you think? No?
I think, you know, I think sometimes it'd be lust. For me, though, that shit can't be repatched. You know what I mean? I don't like the word hate. I don't want to hate nobody. I don't, you know, want anything bad to happen to that person. But I am so relieved. I'm so glad that I got out of that situation when I did. Who's to say where I'd be now? You know, it's just a repeating cycle. Because when you lose yourself, you forget to, you forget everything about you. You know what I mean? You gave me anxiety just even thinking about that shit. Like, it was that bad. And I beat myself up a lot now thinking about how I allowed so much disrespect to myself. You know what I mean? And still didn't project that on the next person. But, man, never again. Red flags pop up, baby. I got to go. You know, and I'm not saying that as though, you know, this relationship that I'm in now has been just peaches, but it's been way fucking better than that shit. You know, my spirit's been way fucking better than that. You know, and I really do appreciate that, because before we was even together, we was friends. How long was we friends? We was friends for like 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So it was like this person already know me. We already have some type of connection. Why not further it? And that's how it's going now.
Yeah, and then I totally get, you know, what you're saying. And I just want to clear that up, because I'm not saying, like, once you get to that point of toxicity, try to repatch it. I'm saying I'm unsure why we can't break before it gets to there, because we know, like, you know when shit ain't right with you. And you know when shit is not right between you and your partner. And then I don't know, but like you said, lust. And then for some people, it could be, you know, a place to stay. Some people, they don't want to break up because, hey, they need a place to stay. And so it'd be a lot of things, but I feel like, but we, as a people, we got to stop that shit. Like, that shit ain't cute. Being toxic ain't cute. There's nothing wrong with communication. There's damn sure nothing wrong with apologizing. Again, society has brainwashed you motherfuckers into thinking that it's okay to be a stuck-up asshole, and it's not.
And it's okay to leave. Shit. Like, it's okay.
Hell,
that person might hate you. Yeah, that person might hate you, but so what? If you really, you know, you not yourself, you not, you know, the same person you was coming into the relationship, then, I mean, if you're not better than the person that you was coming into the relationship, then you definitely got to move around.
Yeah, you don't have to. And Sir Woman, she said it best in High Road. She said it's not giving in when you're letting go. And I wanted to let y'all know, like, it is not, it's nothing wrong with letting go. And like, you have to let go of certain things to grow. So if that shit is not, you know, it's not getting you to where you need to go, you need to let go of it. So that way you can, you know, get to those levels that you're trying to reach. So that's all I have to say on toxic love, because, I mean, I've been there, and, man, motherfucker had me really losing myself, so.
Man,
talk about that today.
All out of body. That's why I said, like, that shit, that I'm still healing. I'm not going to say I'm 100% healed. I don't know when that's going to happen, but just my spirit is offset thinking about it.
Yeah.
I should be to the, like, I want to be to the point where that shit ain't nothing. But that's how terrible, you know, I got to heal. That's how, you know what I'm saying? That's how traumatic it was. And like I said, not even just for me, for my kids. Like, you can't put your kids through your shit like that, man. You can't go through shit like that when you got kids, because that does not only affect you, it affects them. you know, and exactly. your kids will be traumatized. Seeing, hearing, you know, all that. Like, that's what I'm saying, verbally, mentally, physically abuse, that's not love. And if you're going through it and you got your kids with you, they're going through it. Best believe that.
I agree. And we got like 5 minutes left. Do you have anything
you
want to
do your point?
On oh, I was going to see if you had anything left on.
No, that's it. That's it. I'm done with it. Like I said, I'm still healing shit.
Okay. Let's see. I had a hard time going through which poem I wanted to do, but I guess I'll do this one. Love is a drug. And so, yeah, it's called Love is a Drug. Drugs, drugs, drugs. What's yours? My drug was love. Sounds funny, yet it's true. Bad love turned to clear skies blue. It wasn't love. I was just somewhere to lay. Note to self, what the fuck did you think happened when demons play? Like, really? Where was the guidance? No warnings, no teachings of a fucked up individual's past could hurt me too. Is that what love is all about? Taking on debt, life jacket, and childhood trauma of your partner? But love can be beautiful. Love is beautiful. But why so many sacrifices? I'm only asking because I hope someone has the answer. In love, the diagnosis and the antidote are the same. If you don't understand, then maybe you're the karmic twin flame. Love can be a blame game, bringing shame to a household name. For street fame? For what? His or her name? Well, I can play too. It's no fun unless we're both breaking promises. Forever stuck in a love is a drug. And I don't know. I wrote that many years ago, but I'll be picking up old poetry. But yeah, I've just been through a lot with love, and I wanted to really break down those words, but we really don't have the time. But I did want to get into the cards of the day because I did do a love reading before we started the show, and I did post it for on the slideshow. So. The first one that popped out, it was the Four of Baskets, and it did come out sideways. And then we have the Five of Coins. So in love, we really have to know that, you know, there will be sacrifices. And when everything is designed to keep you and your partner, you know, apart, you stand together as one and you beat the odds. It's also time for spiritual healing. So just want to make everyone aware, you know, what looks good to the physical eye doesn't always please the spirit. And love is not a battlefield, nor is love one-sided. So as we know, love is something that, you know, it's not just a word, it's something that you do. And, you know, it's not a word that you say when it's convenient for you. So real love doesn't come easy, but in this world that we live in, when you know you have something real, you got to hold on to it. Like, please, I'm begging you. And that's just not, that's not even the reading. That's just me, like, you have to, you know, take care of it. And, but what's most importantly, you know, in love, make sure that the love and energy that you give is reciprocated, because if it's not reciprocated, it's only a drainage. And we are running out of time, but do you have any final words before we close out, Queen T?
I do want to let you know I love that poem.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have to explain it a later day. We got like 30 seconds, but we will be back Tuesday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate you for tuning in to Vibrate Higher. Quincy, you have no last words? No last words?
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening.
All right, beautiful souls, that's it for us. Until next time.
La pasión,